We would like to relate to you this real life testimony recorded in John's Gospel of a very significant event in the life of an unknown woman, this Samaritan woman, someone whom you would pass by in the street, someone whom you would not bother to want to spend time to speak and to talk to her. This was an encounter for this woman that changed her life. And we would like to understand and read this account. How blessed it is when God visited this woman. It was the most significant day in the life of this unnamed woman who met Jesus at the well that day. And this is the woman that asked Jesus, "Sir, give me this water." And we would like to testify to you that this infallible record of Holy Scripture is giving to us a testimony with relating to the man Jesus Christ, how he is special. He is God Himself, and He has transformed, He has come, and He has transformed the life of this woman forever. What is this water that this woman was so interested in to drink? Jesus says in verse 14, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I give to him shall never thirst again." What a precious statement that she was giving to this woman. You see, the story begins in verse 3, when Jesus left Judea. Judea is in the south of Israel, and he was moving up north to Galilee. And Samaria is the land that is right in between Judea and Samaria. And Jesus says in this account in verse 4 that he must go through Samaria. He had a mission. There was this lady that was there that he wanted to reach out to, that he wanted to speak to. And verse 5 tells us that he came to this city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And watch this encounter. It is so interesting that we want to read it, and we want to read it slowly, and we want to digest every aspect of this account that is given before us. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat fast on the well. Jesus was there, and it was recorded that it is the sixth hour. The sixth hour is 12 noon. Jewish time begins at 6 a.m. in the morning. And now it is possibly sun overhead. And Jesus had journeyed and he was tired. And there he met this woman. And there he asked this woman for water. This woman came to draw water at the well. The well is a social center where people meet. And Jesus met this woman there. And Jesus said to the woman, "Give me to drink." This is the beginning of the encounter. It's very interesting to note that Jesus, who is God Himself, came and condescended Himself and taught the woman how he should approach God by condescending Himself to ask drink of this woman. Verse 9, it says, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Indeed, the Jews and the Samaritans were bitter enemies. The Samaritans were half-breed Jews, and they were despised. They were not of the pedigree of the true-blooded people who has descended from God. And so they were despised. And why is it that Jesus came And Jesus wants to reach out to this woman. It is interesting for us to note and see. Well, Jesus came and Jesus proactively sought out this woman. And Jesus said to her, "Give me to drink." Jesus initiated the conversation by humbling himself to ask drink from this woman in Samaria. And it is very interesting to note the disposition of our Lord when he came and he approached this woman. He did not come in a very high and mighty way, but he came to reach out to this woman, this unlovable, this outcast, someone whom you would not want to reach out to, someone you would pass in the streets and not want to see. But Jesus came specially, and Jesus came to speak to her. And Jesus' act of condescension startled the woman, caused her to be aroused, curious, "Why is it that you want to speak to me? You are a Jew." The Jew would not even want to share a drink, the same utensil, together with a Samaritan. See? They treat them badly. So the woman was startled. The woman was wondering, why is it that he's coming here and why is it that he's asking for drink? Jesus' act of condescension is significant. Jesus' act of humbling himself is significant, because Jesus is showing to that woman how it is that she should respond in their conversation. So Jesus put aside all the prejudices and Jesus sincerely spoke to the woman. Jesus said to her, "Give me this drink." And the woman was startled, and the woman asked, "Why is it that you want to talk to me?" Well, Jesus' reply was given to us in verse 10. Jesus says this, "How is it that you want to ask drink of me?" Well, Jesus spoke in verse 10, he says, "If thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman was startled. "What is this living water that you are speaking about? You ask me for drink, and in exchange you said that you are going to give me this living water?" So the woman was very puzzled. The woman said, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?" So Jesus was asking and providing to the lady a benefit, showing to her something to arouse a curiosity with regard to what Jesus wanted to offer to him. The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well?" And Jesus said a next statement that even startled her further. In verse 13, Jesus answered and said to her, "Whosoever drinketh this water whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give unto him shall never thirst." Well, Jesus is speaking to him and giving to him something different, you see. This water that Jesus is speaking about is not that water that is in the well that she was referring to. The well that I will give to you is the water that would cause you to drink and never to be thirsty again. So that aroused the lady even more. What is this water that you are going to give to me that I'm not going to thirst again? And how can I have this water? That's why she asked this question, you see. Sir, in verse 15, give me this water. How can I drink this water? This water is not the water from the well. What is this water? So Jesus proceeded now to share with her how to receive this water. So verse 16, Jesus says to her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. Now this was going to be a turning point in her life, you see, in her encounter with the Lord Jesus. Jesus is asking her to go and look for a husband. Then Jesus, the woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, thou hast said well, I have no husband. Well, Jesus was reaching out to her. Jesus was giving her a sore point in her life, you see. This woman was seeking for love, and she was not receiving true love. She has had five husbands. She has had wrecked relationships, you see. She was looking for love, but she's not receiving it. And somehow her relationship is all messed up. And so Jesus says to her, thou hast said well, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now is not thy husband, in that thou sayest truly. Jesus was pointing out to her her besetting sin. Jesus was pointing out to her that lack in her life, that trouble in her life, that weakness in her life. And it was her marriage life. It was terrible. It was in need of help. And Jesus is speaking to her, and Jesus is saying, telling her that this, indeed, what thou hast said is true. Jesus pointed out to her that it's not good to live the life of an adulterer. It's not good to live a life of having many husbands. You see? And Jesus, and for this woman, see, there is that lack in her life. She has not experienced what is true love. And she was going from man to man to find true love, you see. And Jesus was pointing out to her, showing out to her where her weakness is. Dear friends, Lord, our Lord Jesus, God is reaching out to each one of us and speaking to each one of us to help us to see that indeed there are certain areas in our life where we felt a deficiency. We felt that we could not order our lives. What is it for you? Well, for this woman, it was her marriage life. She didn't know how to order her life rightly. And Jesus is pointing out to her that indeed she had five husbands. And in for us to come to God, for us to receive that living water, we have to first acknowledge that we are undone, that we are in trouble, that we cannot order our lives. You see, and that day, that woman was confronted with the sore trouble that has plagued her life. And Jesus was able to point out to her that this is the problem that you have. And Jesus showed to her where she needed help. And indeed, Jesus, she said to the woman, replied, our Lord Jesus, Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Indeed, our Lord Jesus was able to see through the heart of that woman and was able to point out the trouble that she has. And indeed, Jesus did not come to condemn her, you know. Jesus' response to this woman was very gracious. Jesus said, in verse 17, "Thou hast said well." Jesus did not condemn her. "You sinner." Jesus did not condemn her in any way. But Jesus came to her and Jesus simply said, "Thou hast well said. You have acknowledged that indeed this is a deficiency in your life. This is a need in your life that you could not order your life correctly." She acknowledged it. Jesus did not chide her. See, Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but he came to save. And this woman was in need of true love, you see. And Jesus came to show to her what is true love, how to order her lives, how to order her life. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. So Jesus was able to point out to her, showing to her his omniscience, that indeed he is God, that he knows what is going on in his life. He cannot escape. But Jesus did not come to condemn her, you see. And that is the truth, and that is the way that we want to express, that we want to see how gracious our Lord Jesus is, how gracious God is when he reaches out to mankind. He came in a very condescending manner. He asked the woman, "Give me this drink." And by that same condescension, how he humbled himself, Jesus showed to the woman how she too can put away her pride, put away her shame, and acknowledge and realize her deficiency. And indeed, this is what she did. The woman said, "Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet." Jesus' response to her was this: "Thou hast well said." Indeed, it is a very gracious way of speaking to a sinner, right? Speaking to this adulterer, this woman whom in normal circumstances we would keep our distance from her. But Jesus did not. Jesus came to her. Jesus approached her and Jesus showed her how she can receive this living water, how she can find true love, how she can make her life right again. And that is a wonderful approach that our Lord Jesus took, because he is God. And he came with true love, you see. The love that is unconditional, the love that is sacrificial, that is love that is truly from God. And when he came and when he reached out to that woman, the woman could understand. The woman could see. And she was able to humble herself and to acknowledge her sin, just as Jesus did when Jesus approached this woman and said to her, "Sir, give me this drink." Then the woman had a question. She says this. She asked Jesus, "Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." She says, I know you are God. Okay, she has now received understanding in her heart that indeed this man that has approached her is special, is able to tell her who she was or who she is. And now this woman asked a very legitimate question, you see. So if I become a believer, I become a child of God, where am I going to worship? I cannot go to Jerusalem. The Jews will not accept me. I'm despised. I'm half-blooded, you see. I'm not a true Jew. Where can I reach this living and true God? How can I worship him? I'm so inadequate. I'm not a true Jew. How can I worship this God? She asked a very legitimate question. And Jesus provided a biblical answer to her. You see, when we reach out to others, when we share the gospel, you realize that there are questions that are in the heart of the person that he may ask, and we are ready to give an answer. And Jesus was there to give an answer to the woman. Where is it that she's going to worship? If I'm going to believe, then what next? You see, how I'm going to order my life? How I'm going to worship this God that you said, that you claim is the God of the Jews? So he says to, so Jesus gave her an answer. Jesus was leading her. Jesus showed to her her sin, where she has gone wrong. And Jesus was able to help her to acknowledge it. And that is something that is really marvelous, right? God, when he reaches out to us, when God sent his only begotten Son, it was to save the world. It was not to condemn the world. And that is how God approached sinners, by showing to us that we are special. Though we are sinners, though we have failed God, though we have broken all the commandments of God time and time again, and yet you are special in the sight of God. And God came and he extended his loving hand to this woman. And this woman saw for the first time the way back. This woman saw for the first time how to come to God. Jesus showed her the way. Jesus told her that in responding to her question, verse 21, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Indeed, salvation comes from the Jews. I am a Jew." See, Jesus is of the lineage of the Jews. "But the hour cometh," he says, "and now is, when true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." To find God, you simply have to just come with him with a sincere heart to acknowledge him, to acknowledge God. And Jesus says that, "I am God. I am God." See, later on he would express, "I that speak unto thee am he." You just have to come with a sincere heart, and God would accept you. The woman said unto him, "I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things." And Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." What a wonderful statement that Jesus is giving to this woman. Jesus says that if you come and believe that indeed I am that Messiah, I am that Christ that is spoken of in the scriptures, you will have life. So this woman has learned how to approach God, how to come to God. And Jesus showed him, you see, by a very humble way, by a very gracious way. And that's how God reaches out to us. Jesus does not God does not condemn us, but God reaches to us graciously. He knows our needs. He knows how frail we are, how much we are in need of help. And he came and he extended that help to us. And upon this, his disciples marveled that he talked with the woman, and yet no man said, "Why seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her?" Well, Jesus has already completed that task in that short moment when the disciples went away to get lunch. Jesus spoke to this woman, and Jesus opened the heart of this woman. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said unto the men in the city, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" Wow! Jesus knows all the things that we do, because he is God, you see. And he is reaching out to us, and he is speaking to us, and this woman has experienced God that day. And these same words that are written in Scripture is for us. It's as if Jesus is speaking to us. Our problem may not be what the problem that this woman is having. About a year ago, there was a brother who had problem with his in his family, a young family, husband and wife with a young daughter, and he lost his job. And after losing his job, life was difficult. And during those times, he found himself very emotionally weak, and there were quarrels in the home. He was not a Christian. He didn't know God. And because of all these quarrels, wife decided to leave home. And the picture was this, that mother was staying with them, and they have a maid, and the maid is telling to them that the mother is saying, "Keep the maid," but wife is saying, "Don't dismiss the maid." So there was contention in the home, and very soon wife walked out, and he didn't know what to do. And he had that opportunity to come to know the Word of God. The Word of God says that when a man should be married, he should leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. He becomes the head of a new family. God is first, wife is second, mother third. There is a new order that he has to follow. He didn't know, you see. So when mother and wife quarreled, sided with the mother, there was trouble. But when he knew the truth, how in a family unit, this is how it should be, then he began to exercise faith to follow. That indeed this should be the way. I should take care of my wife first. Not that I do not honor my mother, but this is God's priority for me. When he understood this truth and he followed it and he prayed and seeked the Lord, very soon God did something. Wife came back home. The problem was resolved. And he says, "How is it that God is so good? I've understood now his laws, his ways." He has experienced the living water of the Word of God that gives him instruction as to how he is to order his life. He came to the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. By receiving him, acknowledging that he cannot run his own life, that his life is a wreck. It was the lowest point in his life, very successful career-wise, everything going for him, and suddenly everything went down. But in that process, he became a Christian. And he has this testimony. He says that now, I love the Word of God. I read it. It is alive. It teaches me how to order my life. So in his handphone, he would put, you know, all the promises of God's Word. This is how I should do. This is how I should live my life. And he realized, my life was so crooked. My life was so terrible. You know? But God has given me the correct way, you see. How I ought to live my life. And when he practiced it, when he followed it, he found that it works, you see. His life became wholesome again. And he says this, he has not got his job for 2.5 years. And he said, if I get a job, if I go back to work again, how can I live my life? Those things that I used to do in the past, as I read the Word of God, I find that they are all wrong. They all lead me into trouble. So God led him through a period of time where he studied the Word of God. And he learned how to order and reorder his life again. And just recently, God gave him back his job. And it's very interesting, he says that, you know, when God restored me, the pay that I received is as much as the last drawn pay of my last job. I cannot believe it. After 2.5 years seeking and searching, going for interview, having been fired time and again, now I learn how to live my life. This was the encounter that the woman had with the Lord Jesus Christ, with God, you see. She learned how to order her life again. And when the truth of God comes into our hearts, we know how to live. We know how to prosper in this world. But more than that, God gives to us eternal life, you see. God gives to us life everlasting through Jesus Christ. When we received him, by acknowledging our sins, acknowledging that he came and he died for us, and he rose again the third day, he is able to save us from all our sins and to give to us eternal life. For that woman, it doesn't matter anymore. The day that I die, it will be heaven for me. So she says this, and in verse 29 and 30, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Verse 39, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, saying of the woman, which believe on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So, when the Samaritans would come to him, They asked him to stay further, and many more believed because of his word. The word of God gives life, you see. It shows us the way to God. And Jesus is the word. He is the living word. He is the word that was incarnated. The beginning of John's gospel tells us that he was, that Jesus made all things, and without him was not anything made that was made. He was that creator. He is the one who has made that woman, that gives to that woman the soul. Not only the body, but the soul. You see. But that life of hers was marred by sin. And Jesus came in order to show to that lady the way back to God. And indeed, she received the Lord Jesus. Verse 42, and said, and the many who were saved said unto the woman, who testified also, "Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." Dear friends, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to come to believe in him today, because he is the only Savior of the world, and he is God, and we receive him by faith. It is my prayer that the Lord would give you faith, that you come and acknowledge him, confessing your sins as that woman did, and surely he will receive you. Let us pray. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for this account when our Lord met with this Samaritan woman. We do not know her name, but we know from this account that her spiritual eyes were open. She was born again. She received spiritual sight by acknowledging that Jesus is the living and true God. And by receiving Jesus, she received eternal life, the life that continues to flow without end. O Lord, help us to see that this life one day will come to an end. And after death is judgment. Heaven or hell, O Lord, may thou help us to make a choice in receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be found in heaven. This we commit and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.